This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with the Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina organization, and she's with us today with some news for us. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Steve, and thanks for having me. I wanted to let everybody know that we finally have our maps and tour guides published. We've got a big overall map that shows all 9 trails, and it's a 16-page map. And you can purchase that map for $2 at our new gift shop, which is at the Burnsville Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to open this coming Friday, and will be open on Fridays and Saturdays to begin with. So you can go by the Burnsville Chamber of Commerce and pick up the map. And in addition to the map, there are 9 different tour guides, and each tour guide has a map of that particular tour in the back of it, and it has all the stories about all the blocks in the tour guide. So these guides are really fun to read, and you'll learn a whole lot about the county. And there's also a side trip suggested in each of the guides, like nearby waterfalls or picnic on the Rhone or whatever the particular trail is. There's other things suggested that you can do while you're on that trail. All of the trails are, you can drive them in your car, so this is something you could do on a rainy day. You don't have to get out of your car to see the quilt blocks. And they're really a lot of fun to find. So we're happy to finally have these maps and tour guides available. We're also happy to finally have a new gift shop opening at the Burnsville Chamber of Commerce. And there we have not only the maps and tour guides, but lots of other goodies related to quilt trails. We also have one other big announcement, and that is that we are going to be putting up the world's first quilt block sundial. And that sundial is going to go on the side of the Yancey Common Times Journal building, and you'll be able to see it from the square in Burnsville. And Bob Hampton approached us with this great idea, and he's doing the math required to figure out the coordinates. And he has talked with a math class at Mountain Heritage High School, because there's trigonometry involved in figuring this out. So once he has the coordinates for it, then we will design the block around those coordinates, and it'll be a vertical sundial, not a horizontal one. And so it'll be 8 feet square, so it should be easy to see from the square. And it will reveal 3 different times. It'll show daylight savings time, it will show Eastern Standard Time, and it will show local solar time, which is slightly different. And the biggest one will be daylight savings time, because that's what we have the majority of the year now. There'll be a lot of hoopla about this, and we're real excited about it. We've had to move our painting facility. We left the Habitat facility on the Mountain Heritage High School campus, and we are now in a smaller facility painting blocks across from the Burnsville Post Office. We're still looking for a permanent home. That's why we are kind of scattered around right now. You can reach us by calling 828-682-7331. If you would like to help paint or be involved in other ways with the project, just call us at that number, 682-7331. While we are hunting for a new facility, we are painting out of this storage facility a couple of days a week, so that we are still getting blocks done. And we still have a lot of people requesting blocks. And if you would like a block, you can visit our website at www.quilttrailswnc.org. And you can download and print an application form from that website, or you can call us and we'll mail you one if you don't have access to the Internet. We will also have application forms at our new gift shop, so you can just come in there and pick one up.
Thanks, Barbara. We have quilt blocks popping up all over our landscape in Mitchell and Yancey counties. We thank you for joining us today, Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.